When James Murdoch was questioned by MPs earlier this year, he denied claims that he was told as early as 2008 just how widespread phone hacking was at the News of the World. But an email exchange about what he was told has been published today. As ever, our reporter John Minnell can tell us more. John.
Yes, Carolyn, this is all about what James Murdoch knew or what he was told about the extent of phone hacking at the News of the World. He has made two big high-profile appearances before members of Parliament on the Culture, Media and Sport Select Committee, and he's maintained throughout that he was not aware of evidence of widespread wrongdoing at the newspaper or the need for further investigation, despite the fact that two of his former senior employees claimed they did tell him about it. Now, News International has discovered an email which was sent to James Murdoch in June 2008 by the then editor of the newspaper, Colin Myler. It's a request for a meeting between the two of them about the case of Gordon Taylor, the chief executive of the Professional Footballers Association, whose phone was hacked. Now, attached to that was a chain of further emails about that case. They say that Gordon Taylor wanted to demonstrate what happened to him was rife throughout the organisation. They also talk about a nightmare scenario and refer to voicemails of the then in-house lawyer at the Professional Footballers Association, which were contained in an email, and names a News of the World journalist.
So does this suggest then, John, that Mr Murdoch did know that there was wider evidence of wrongdoing?
Well, Mr Murdoch has written to the Select Committee to say he is confident he would not have read the full email chain that he received either at the time or afterwards. The email was sent to him on a Saturday, so he says typically he would have received it on his BlackBerry. He wasn't in the office. He did reply to Mr. Myler, but did so very quickly, within 2 minutes. And he says he couldn't have disclosed this evidence any earlier because he was only made aware of it last week when it was passed to him by the team at News International, which is going through all of these documents.
But if he'd read the full email chain at the time, would he have known that phone hacking was widespread?
There's one email from Colin Myler and one from an external legal advisor. If you aren't familiar with all the ins and outs of this, it isn't clear-cut, but nonetheless, reading it would have probably raised some questions that Mr. Murdoch would have wanted to have pursued at the time. But as I've said, he claims he did not read the full email chain, and to be fair, I suppose when you and I receive emails with a big chain of correspondence, we don't always look through the whole thing. Nonetheless, this is something that James Murdoch and News International, I dare say, could have done without. I'm sure some people will be asking now, shouldn't someone, an executive chairman who was about to sanction a payout of around £700,000, have read the full details of what was being sent to him about that case?
John Minnell, thank you very much indeed.